Yes, welcome to the NBA panel. I am honored to once again to be joined by MSG Network and ESPN host analyst Monica McNutt. Monica, what's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Enjoying this basketball season. Things starting to ramp up. Things starting to get things together. The chemistry starting to come together. And the one thing is good, the Lakers are starting to ball again, 8-2 in the last 10.
Oh my gosh, I'm making a mess in my house. I'm sorry. Yeah, I actually was watching their game against Milwaukee back before we hopped on our call. So obviously, I missed it in real time on Friday. I don't know if I buy. I don't know. There's a lot to see with the Lakers. Do I buy sustainability of this run? Anthony Davis has looked great.
Yeah.
Definitely doing a much better job of playing downhill basketball and not relying on things that they can't do. Russ looks great coming off the bench. I think the kid winning great. Gabriel is a little bit undersold in terms of what he's been able to do. And, of course, you get some solid, I won't say great, but solid three-point shooting finally from some of your role guys. I got to keep watching. I have the Lakers in Philly on Friday, so I'm excited to see them in person.
Okay, that's for sure. Yeah, the Lakers' schedule has been kind of friendly to them. They've had the Spurs twice that helped them win their run. They lost some games early in the season. They just should have won, but they lost. So we'll see how it goes, definitely. You're doing some great work at MSG Network and studio analyst for the Knicks. So how's that experience going for you?
I'm sorry, repeat that question.
MSG Network and studio analyst for the Knicks. How's that experience going for you?
How's that experience going for me?
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a blast. I have so much respect for Knicks fans. Not only are you guys incredibly loyal, but they are very smart and astute and engaged. And so I have a ton of respect for this organization. I really enjoy the guys on the team. I know it's been a little up and down this season so far, but they're really good dudes. And so I'm having a blast in New York so far.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson, they bought him over on a 4-year, $100 million deal. He's worth the money. He's leading the team in scoring, and also being a leader on the floor. That's what they need. They need more consistency from other players on the floor, like R.J. Barrett, maybe. He's averaging 18 right now. They have a little shooting struggles lately. What do you think? You think they can turn it around?
Sure. I mean, every game presents a new opportunity. I agree with you in terms of consistency, but it's funny. As I mentioned, I was watching that Lakers-Milwaukee. Jeff Van Gundy pointed out consistency is the difference between great teams and great players and good players, right? So, yes, in theory is a simple concept, but it is not necessarily easy to achieve. So the win over the Cavs, I think right after that atrocious loss, quite honestly, to Dallas, I was very frustrated in studio for that game. Shows that the team has the capability, right? But it's, again, finding that consistency and what that identity is going to be all year long.
We joined ESPN in 2019, and you've been on a run. Congratulations on the recent success. How just smart on the round of horn when you went on there? Because the great tour reality, I had Sarah Spain on recently or before. She's a great interview, very knowledgeable. How's it been around the horn?
I mean, that's like an incredible group of people. Just Tony and Sarah, who you just mentioned, are just two of many very accomplished people. You know, Woody Page, Bill Plaschke, L. Duncan, Mina Kahn, my guys, Justin Tinsley, Harry Douglas. The list goes on and on. Israel Gutierrez, Emily Kaplan.
Bob Ryan, yes.
I mean, Ramona Shelburne. It's just a great George Sedona. It's a great group of thinkers. Clinton Yates. We don't always agree. We don't always agree, and not just on who's going to win a basketball game, but sometimes on larger topics. But it's okay to have conversations where we don't agree and give one another space to share perspective.
Definitely. Congratulations again on your recent collaborations you've done with major brands like Lexus and DoorDash. Your career is continuously taking off.
All that stuff is fun. It obviously isn't the primary thing, but they are really cool perks. I'm just really fortunate to do something that I love and be able to make a living out of it.
Yeah, that's what it's about, definitely. You've done some major clubs. You've covered the 2022 NBA draft and NBA finals. The Celtics and the Warriors, that was a great series. Well, I had the Warriors winning because of the experience and the show.
Repeat the end of that. What do the Bulls need to do? What?
Celtics and the Warriors in the finals that you covered.
Uh-huh.
I said I had the Warriors because of the experience, and it showed in the long run.
Oh, well, you better than me because I didn't necessarily think that.
You did?
No, not at all.
What was your thought?
Well, I was shocked that they got there, honestly, and still maintain that if things could have been a little bit different if Memphis was healthy. But anyway, it really did swing back and forth as we covered that final series. There was certainly, what was the game one, maybe? I'm messing up the order of all the games. But the game that the Celtics went into Chase Center and stole, I really wondered if they had more athleticism and more size. And then you're right, the experience ultimately did prevail. But I think down to the deciding game, I was like on the fence in terms of what might happen. So it wasn't very clear cut to me. I think both teams are very, very good, and there wasn't a large margin in terms of one team being better than the other. But I guess one team had stuff and the other team didn't.
Play that dual sound. The love of basketball, how did it help fuel your career?
It is my career. Like, I don't get to talk about basketball and be an analyst if I had not played at a high level. I mean, maybe I would have been a reporter, but I definitely know that playing offered me my foray, not just into the NBA, but covering women's college basketball and men's college basketball. So I'm very, very thankful for all of the things that the game has afforded me. I was diligent as an athlete. I'm diligent now as a media member. But, like, if you're good to the game will be good to you.
Yeah. You got your master's degree in journalism from Maryland in 2013. Did you envision all the success you have right now?
I think somewhere. If you had told me then that this was coming, I probably would have been like, yeah, I know. I didn't know all the highs and lows that would come along the way, probably. And this, if back then my timeline was not what it is now. So, but I think I could see it. Didn't necessarily see it this way.
The conference standings, the Bucks haven't put in work without Middleton and using the return. Giannis held the four down to return back. Any surprises in the conferences, East or West?
Any surprises in either conference?
Yeah, in your opinion, any surprises? The Celtics is doing good, 19-5 right now.
I think you got to look at Sacramento has been a pleasant surprise. I don't know how sustainable it is. I think Indiana, two teams involved in the trade, in fact. I think those kind of teams have been surprises, but we knew the East was going to be deep and tough this year. I think in the West, I think the Warriors' struggles are a little bit of a surprise, but I think when you think of the big picture, there's a lot of miles on those guys in terms of their veterans, right? And then their younger guys just haven't turned that corner just yet. And so when you really, really look at it, it's not as surprising. But overall, it's been a great NBA season. I think we're just getting started.
Definitely. Yeah, the Jazz got off to a hot start. They're going to kind of slow down like 9-14-12. I think Danny Ainge is part of the product he's put together. I'm not sure if he wanted to win as much as all right now, but things are running off all over the league. So teams that want to get with Miana, it still might be in the running.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Magic and the Pistons are like 1-2 right now in the race for him. So that would be a good.
I mean, the lottery is so wonky, so I don't know. Like, I get trying to tank for a guy like him, but, like, the lottery is still so wonky, so.
Yeah. I'm the Cavs, Darius Garland, and Spider Mitchell. But now they're third in the East. I think they're going to be a major player in the playoffs. At least like a 5 seed. They're going to be a dangerous out.
Oh yeah, I agree 100%. There's no question about that in my mind.
What do you think about the Sixers? You think Harden can come back and get the ship right?
You know, the Sixers were definitely a disappointing start. I'm not sure. I got to watch some more of the Sixers. I'm just not sure. I think I really picked Joel Embiid as my MVP this year. I thought he would come back with a monster year after being so close 2 years in a row.
Right.
Now, this is a team, too, that's not spring chickens. Like, guys got to stay healthy. They got to continue to play together. I'm not sure that I buy Harden as a piece that unlocks that squad when he's healthy, so we got to see.
Definitely. Yeah, can't wait for the rest of the NBA season to get underway. Things, like I said, things are starting to shake out and even out. Monica, thank you so much for your time. You had a busy day. Thank you so much for joining me again.
No problem. Thanks for having me, John.
Okay, bye-bye. Yes, that was MSG Networks, ESPN, Sports Analyst, Monica Nutt. Thanks for joining me. Talk to you next time.